And so let's try here for a third time. Once after the quarter, then a timeout. Stackable being iced by the clock and his own team. Sized it up pretty well. Sclafani, good snap, good hold. No pressure. Drifting over to the left, and the kick is up and good. So a 25-yard field goal for KC. Stackable will keep it here as the second quarter just up and running. But three up on the board for Brick. They trail now by a score of 7-3. It sounds like a football name, KC Stackable.
It does.
And Stackable getting three on the board. He handles the place-kicking chores. The kickoffs are done by another senior, Hunter Palmer, who will come and set the ball at the 40-yard line. He'll push it off to the left hash mark. Kevin, any inner office hijinks today for Halloween?
Not really.
Nobody dressed up? Brad, did you dress up?
Brad went as a member of the Shore Sports Network. He won first place for originality.
Nice. What did you dress as? Just as you look right now? A cape? Super Brad. You've earned that nickname. Four to the left, six to the right, player-wise for Palmer, who will kick again from the left hash mark into the wind a bit at the 40-yard line. High end-over-end kick. Fielded by Watts at the 7. Looking on the near side, numbers tripped up over the 20. Gets forward close to the 23, maybe the 24-yard line, where North will get it back as they lead 7-3. Kevin doesn't get dressed up, does he, Brad?
No. I don't believe in Halloween for adults. It's a kid's day.
I read that today.
Yep. By the way, Red Bank Catholic with a tenuous 11-7 lead over Ocean.
First quarter?
Don't know that. Vince Gallo just kicked a 37-yard field goal for the Caseys.
Bunch package off the left side, part of a trip set. Single man back to the right for Husney. Wanting to throw on first down. He's pressured. Will elude the rush. Come forward, get positive yards. Gains about 4 out to the 28-yard line. Dan Finilli among those to help make the tackle. Jordan Keith there as well. Second down and 6 coming for Tom Zerver North. And impressed with the energy that the Mariners have had so far tonight. So we're about a minute into our second quarter of action.
Just as you guys said, the game has had absolutely no flow to it between penalties and needed timeouts. And
empty set. Moore will motion across. 3 right, 2 left. Husney has time, steps up in the pocket, and runs right in to green and white.
I think that was Finelli, maybe.
He would have stayed where he was. It is Dan Finelli who gets his 5th sack of the season. If he would have stayed where he was, Husney, he would have been able to have some more time. Pocket was starting to collapse, but as he came forward and loses 6 yards, it's now 3rd and 10.
Now, if the Mariners don't pick up a first down here, the field position will dramatically change. Brick should come out of it with pretty good field position.
Long time for the play to come in from the line. As Husney sets Moore off to his right. We'll send 4 into the pattern. Blitz picked up. Husney doing his dance moves in the sideline and then delivers the ball to number 4, Darian Carrington, who will make the catch just over the 35 to the 36-yard line. That's good enough for a 12-yard gain and a first down.
Boy, Carrington did a nice job, Matt, coming back for the ball when he saw Husney escape the pocket. You always are told to come back towards the quarterback. Gave him a good view to make the nice throw completion right by the sideline, first down.
3 wide receivers set up top to the left, 2 back to the right. Again, an empty backfield set. Husney this time, quarterback draw up the middle. And he'll pick up 2 to the 38-yard line. Carrington's older brother, Anthony, playing his college ball at Wagner. His job in the offseason, Kevin, I'll give it to you. Put on some weight. 6 foot, but 145 pounds he's listed on the roster.
Ed, the most surprising thing to me with this game is, where is Asante Moore? He's on the field, but
same thing was last week in the Southern North game. A non-factor in the first half. Second half, he came out like a fully loaded steam train and bowled over the Rams.
Husney in trouble again. Comes right. Throws to the sideline. The catch is made by Carrington, but out of bounds as he hauls it in just over midfield.
And a flag, Matt.
And that was an obvious hold right in front of the referee.
Joe Fantozzi, the one who's a little bit more animated. I believe he had a hold of Finelli.
He had a hold of him, is right.
You can tell because Finelli's jersey right now is all crinkled and kind of torn across his rib protector. That'll back it up 10 yards from the spot of the foul and go from third in what would have been about eight to second and close to 20. All the way back to the 23-yard line, so second and 23 coming. It was thrown behind the line of scrimmage, and with 9:24 to go here in the second quarter, it's still Toms River North 7 and Brick 3, but in a penalty-marred game so far, both teams offensively struggling to find a rhythm. More motions out of the backfield. Here comes pressure, and Husney goes down. Corey Wilson off the edge from his outside linebacker spot came untouched and makes the sack. Now third and extremely long for Toms River North.
And to make matters worse for Husney, he was looking the opposite way. Never, ever saw Wilson. Couldn't even make a move. Lucky he didn't fumble the ball because he got hit pretty good from behind.
Well, that third is third and 31, Matt.
A lot of plays in the book for that, right?
I was going to say, Kevin, you're the offensive coordinator for our crew here. Make the call.
Screen.
They say third in the old country mile. Split wide receiver set, tight ends either way for Husney, and a flag comes out, a delay of game.
Somebody call a timeout and just like take 5 minutes and let's start over again.
Fans becoming animated. 8:35, 5 yard penalty. You would have signed for third and 31.
Well, the problem is that Oz makes the call from upstairs. He gets it from his brother. He gives it to the widest guy here, closest to the bench. Then he gives it to everybody else.
Husney with a deep throw down the near side. Well out of range for Jordan Craig. And incomplete. And North will have to punt with their own end zone in the offing.
Good coverage by Joe Phillips there.
And then after the play is yelled out, everybody, if you've I'm sure noticed, has a wristband on. They all refer to their wristband. So that all takes a lot of time because it's crazy, but the Mariners don't huddle. So you would think they'd go a little quicker, but it's time-consuming calling those plays.
Pete Colon, a third of the way back at his own end zone. Jasir Taylor waiting for it at the 44-yard line on the plus side for Brick. Green Dragons should get great field position here. This one hung up in the air. Will bounce and then roll to about the 36 where it's finally down by Santiago. Make it the 37. Short field here for the Green Dragons who trail 7-3 with 8:19 to go in the first half.
Yeah, that was just all bad for Toms River North. And now they give Brick a very, very short field to work with.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka, our week 8 coverage of Shore Conference High School football. One more week of the regular season before everything goes on hiatus for a couple of weeks, before the regular season at least wraps up Thanksgiving. 2 weeks of state playoffs.
Scoring update after this play, Matt.
The offense back on with Sclafani. Quarterback sweep off the right side. Sclafani cuts back against the grain. 25-20. Comes to the near sideline. Run out of bounds inside the 10. And gets down to about the 6-yard line where it'll be first and goal.
Boy, I tell you one thing. Sclafani not afraid of contact. He initiated the contact when Santiago came in to tackle him. He lowered the shoulder and lowered the head and bang, delivered the first blow. And first down and goal, Brick Green Dragons.
31-yard pickup for Sclafani. Fattoruso off the left side. He'll get down inside the 5, close to the 2. 6-yard gain, make it second and goal.
Mentioned a couple minutes ago, Red Bank Catholic leading Ocean 11-7. It's now 25-7. Two quick touchdowns, the latest, an Eddie Hahn interception return for 6.
Sclafani will keep it. Looks for a seam off the right side. Gets close to the goal line, but stacked up at the one. Pickup of one, make it third and goal.
Well, North hanging tough here.
Not making it easy the last couple of plays.
Not Brick, at all.
Who does not huddle. We'll keep Fattoruso in the backfield. Taylor and Johnson off to the left. Tight end wing set to the right. Counterplay, Fattoruso stretching. No signal yet. I don't think he got in. He didn't. It'll be fourth and goal from inside the one.
Yeah, if you're Brick, you got to go for this one.
Sywick and Copes among those up late. I mean, the nose of the ball is just about touching the goal line.
Johnson will check out.
This is where, wouldn't you think you might want to go under center, Matt? All you got to do is lean forward.
Yeah, they don't do it.
Helstowski, the second tight end, checks in. Formation right, Bingelis and Joe Sclafani to the left. Sclafani will keep it, and he is...
Fumble.
Yes, no, he's
in for the touchdown. Ball came out late, but not before the ball was able to break the plane. And Brick able to get six up on the board to make it 9-7 with the extra point upcoming.
I don't know that the official saw the ball come out.
Ed?
I got you. It was a touchdown. He crossed the plane, then the ball came out. That's the way I saw it. Thought he crossed the plane, which is all you got to do. Then the ball came out on a little second effort.
1 yard touchdown run for Carmen Sclafani.
I think Sclafani's mistake there was that he went in almost standing up because he looked like he had it easy instead of just lowering his head and diving into the end zone.
Stackable on for the extra point to try to make it 10-7 for Sclafani. His eighth rushing touchdown of the season. Stackable.
I think he missed it.
Good leg.
Oh.
Able to hook the right upright to make it 10-7. We'll step out for 30 seconds. We'll come back with more second quarter action. 6:35 to play. 10-7 up on the scoreboard in favor of Brick. You're listening to our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Kickoff getting set to take place here as Brick has grabbed a 10-7 advantage. Hunter Palmer on again as Day and Carrington back deep. Carrington will field it at the 5. Run into the near side numbers, now comes to the sideline. Breaks the plane to the 20, driven down to the turf around the 23-yard line where the North offense, Kevin, which had such a great start. The last couple of drives, they've been pretty sluggish.
Own worst enemy, Matt. Penalties, sacks. I mean, you gotta kind of go back to what you did on that opening drive and get a little flow here because Brick has scored the last 10 points and building a little momentum.
Husney will operate from the shotgun. Has Moore, who's been pretty quiet so far tonight. Until now, Moore will get it. He'll find a seam off the left side. Get to the 30-yard line. 7-yard pickup. Make it 2nd and 3 coming up. Matt Garrity, the safety, in on that tackle. If you're Tom's River North, I know you want to go quick, but you've got to get Asante more involved here.
He's also limping a little, Matt. It's like maybe a little gimpy ankle or something. He goes back into the running back spot, but clearly favoring it.
It'll be Husney this time on the quarterback option around the right side. We'll break the plane of the line of scrimmage, get to the 31. I think Moore's going to have to come out. He will. Parker Day will come back in. That last tackle by Leach from his safety spot. Moore is walking quite gingerly on that ankle right now.
Husney tried to turn the corner there, but the Brick defenders were waiting. And now brings up a big 3rd and 3. You do not want to go 3 and out after allowing Brick to go down the short field and just score.
Here's Day off tackle, left side. He'll hide behind his blockers, have the first down, and plenty more. Out near midfield, they'll spot it in Brick territory at the 49-yard line. Parker Day, who we mentioned, came in with 246 yards on the ground. Was very impressed when we saw him against Lacey back early in the season. Good change of pace back from Asante Moore.
That's a big first down for the Mariners. They get the ball right to the midfield stripe.
Just on the Green Dragon side of the 50-yard line, where it's first and 10 for Husney. Watts gets it. Jet sweep. Looking for blockers into the seam. 35-30. Goodbye, Bryce Watts. Touchdown, Toms River North. 50 yards, no flags.
Well, that's the flow they were looking for. Only took a couple of plays.
Just as Brick grabs a 10-7 lead, quickly back up top, 13-10 in favor of Toms River North, with an extra point coming up from Kyle Beha. Good explosive speed by Bryce Watts. Came in as the team's leading receiver, but he's done a lot of his damage on the ground tonight. Only came in with 20 yards on the ground.
That's missed
extra point, yeah. Pushed off to the right. 13-10, the score holds. We'll step out real quick for 30 seconds. 5:02 to go in the first half. 13-10, the advantage, Toms River North. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard in Brick is one of New Jersey's finest Italian specialty food centers and your one stop for all your tailgating needs. Visit mulberrystreet.net.
Alessandro Imperial will set to kick off.
Couple things real quick, Matt. They're looking at the left ankle of Moore.
Imperial with a bouncing kick going to the back line, fielded by Taylor at the 15. Shifts his way forward out over the 30, gets to the 32-yard line. Ed.
And the second thing is that the jet sweep has not been a big play for the Mariners this year. It's in their playbook. They have attempted to run it, not too successfully. Made some minor, adjustments to it, and it certainly looks like, a play for them tonight.
Sinjin Erskine, second rushing touchdown of the night. Barnegat leads Lakewood 17-6, 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Pinelands up on Manchester 21-6, also in the second quarter.
Give you a couple more after this first down play for Brick. Sclafani will motion Taylor. There's the jet sweep for Brick. That well diagnosed by Deshaun Copes, who will come up and make the tackle. Loss of a few on the play. Back to the 28-yard line.
How about this for a number, Ed and Matt, for Copes? That's his 16th tackle for a loss this season. Impressive.
Middletown North leading North Brunswick 7-0. Point Barrow on top of Jackson Liberty 14-3.
I think Copes is an outstanding defensive lineman, defensive end in this situation for the Mariners. He's played well all year. Adam Kakar gets a lot of ink, but Copes is every bit as good as Kakar.
Copes six sacks coming in, as well as all those tackles for a loss. Second and long, quick swing pass to the outside. Taylor can't hang on to it. Falls incomplete, and it will be third and long now for Brick. Clock stopped with exactly four to go in this first half.
Boy, how the momentum turns, right? It looked like Brick had it. North hits the big play. Now they've got a chance to get a three and out, get the ball back in pretty good field position.
Bryce Watts will come in. Lewis will check out at the corner spot for the North defense. Brick taking a long time getting their play called. And up to the line. Three wide receivers set. Taylor and Johnson to the right. Schlieffer, single man to the left. Quarterback draw for Sclafani. Not much to work with. Maybe a 2-yard gain to the 29-yard line. And on a three and out, Brick will have to punt it away.
Copes and Kakar among those in on the stop.
Bit of an unceremonious set of downs there for Brick.
I agree. Joe Phillips will go back to punt.
Brick setting up a bit of a trick play type look. They'll send three wide players off to the left.
And North not ready for it. They quickly make some changes.
Low snap. Ooh. Phillips Gets off a wobbly kick as Copes was giving chase. Downed around the 40-yard line by Joseph Bruno. North will have pretty good field position at their own 40 with plenty of time left, leading 13-10 with 3:11 to go in this first half.
You never quite know when the snap is going to be a bad one. That time it was on the ground, and the Mariners only sent one guy, as you said, Matt, Copes, and he put some pressure on him, but good job by Phillips to pick it up and get it off any way he can.
First and 10, two wide either way. Parker Day will get the carry. He'll get a bulk of them now between he and Husney until we know the situation with Moore, who continues to limp around on the sideline. Two-yard pickup, make it second and 8.
They had a four-receiver package, Matt, tried to spread everything out and then run Day up the middle, but Fattoruso and company would not go for it.
Interesting how the Mariners came out through the air, right? I think four of the first five plays, or pass plays, have tucked it in their pocket now.
Husney, play action. Steps up in the pocket, eludes the rush, breaks the plane of the line of scrimmage, gets out of bounds around midfield. If it's on the bricks out of midfield, which it is, it will be a first down.
Chased out by Kimbas and Giuliano, but as you said, the all-important stop here should be a first down.
And it is. Sticks move, and the clock stops with 2:31 to go in the half.
By the way, guys, I think we should give a lot of credit to Anthony Penna, the ex-North quarterback back in 2007, for working with Mike Husney.
Play action again up the middle. Off the fake jet sweep, Day gets it. He's tackled for a two-yard loss back to the North 49-yard line.
Penna, of course, quarterback, the 12-0 2007 South Jersey Group 4 state champions. And his work with Mike Husney has really provided Husney with some good expertise for sure.
Second down and a long 11. Husney setting up screen, almost intercepted. Finelli with a defensive lineman's dream. Almost ripped off the interception, falls incomplete. Make it third down and long.
Boy, Bryce Watts was the intended receiver, and as you said, Finelli read it all the way, and Husney really got very, very lucky there. He could have been chasing Finelli down the field trying to prevent a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't know if that would have been a tough chase, but you're right. Finelli would have taken off, and Husney would have probably ran him down, but
Finelli might have been able to just put him on his back and run him into the end zone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Third and 11. Day staying in, and we've got whistles to stop it. North will use a timeout. Just can't get anything going.
No. Come on, guys.
We'll keep it here, see if we can update you on any new scores that have come across the way. This is an extremely, not just busy, but important night for a lot of teams. And during the course of the weekend, we mentioned Point Borough leading Jackson Liberty 14-3. St. John Vianney on top of Monmouth Regional 14-0. What was the latest two that I can come across? Isn't Twitter a great thing? You can just keep waiting for people to give you information.
By the way, Point Beach in that big game with Shore has a total of 23 yards rushing on 19 carries.
Still leading 3-0.
Yep.
That game's at the half.
Sure is, yep.
Anthony Moore, guys, has had his ankle taped and the shoe is back on, but I think they're going to hold him for this first half and make a halftime decision on the ankle. It's the left ankle of Anthony Moore. Excuse me, Asante Moore.
Third down and 11. Day will get it. He sets up jet sweep to the left, looking for something. Diagnosed well. The edge was held by Jaquez Johnson before Fattoruso comes over to help make the tackle with Garrity, one of the safeties. Fourth down and just about 7 here for Toms River North. They'll let the clock run down.
And should punt it. No chance. No risk here. Should not take a chance here.
Nah, they're going to punt.
Cologne's not on the field yet. Unless they're going to use that last timeout.
Yeah.
They'll let the clock run all the way down, use their last timeout, and then send the punt team off.
They lead it 13-10. There's no sense taking a risk here.
Ball at the 45-yard line. Halftime will take you around the Shore Conference with as many scores as we can pass along. We'll look at individually some of the state groups. Focus a lot on the ones that these two teams are in.
Matt, who does Ed have lined up for halftime?
I have Mr. Bob Batters, probably the ace reporter for the Shore Sports Network. You guys ever heard of that?
Nah.
He's dressed up tonight as Scott Stump.
You know, Ed used to work really hard to get great halftime guests.
Well, no more. I'll tell you what's created the problems.
Laziness?
No. Huddle? You know what Huddle is, right? Huddle is the film of every game, the films of every game of every team that anybody could access as long as you join into Huddle. So the scouts just don't come to the games anymore. They have other things going on in their lives.
I'm not buying it, man.
Oh, that's what it is.
They go and watch. We coaches tell us they're out every weekend.
Some do. If they're not playing, they do. I agree.
Fourth down and six. Cologne on for the punt. No pressure. Hangs a high one up in the air. Nobody back deep for Brick. Bounces at the 10 and grabbed by Thomas Check around the 8-yard line is where it's down. And it'll be first down and 10 for Brick with time winding down here. 55 seconds to play in the half. Ed, we'll let you think about that answer at halftime. And if you want to reevaluate, you can in the third quarter.
I'm telling you, the advent of Huddle, which is a film service that most teams have access
Come
to.
On, Ed.
It does. You can get any game
know,
of any team in the
but there's 20
state.
Coaches here tonight. We could go find them for you.
Okay, well, if you find them, I'll interview them.
I'm not leaving the press box.
Sclafani will give to Fattaruso off the right side. A little bit of a seam before push down inbounds. That just means you got to dig a little deeper. You've got to find the nugget that exists in the Mariner marching band or the Brick cheerleading
Absolutely.
Squad.
Oh, it is homecoming tonight.
It is?
Yes, so we're probably looking at a 50.
Do we see anything? I don't see any cars
We're
or
probably
anything.
Looking at a 55-minute halftime, you know.
First down carry for Fattaruso will be run into the line, gets back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that. Could be the final play from scrimmage unless Brick wants to snap it again. They don't have to as the ball has not been set yet. Green Dragons may try to reorganize here at the half. They trail 13-10. North touchdowns, Watts and Husney. Stackable a field goal. Sclafani with a touchdown run, and the Green Dragons will be content to let that clock run out. We'll see if we can grab Dave Ozerwitz before heading into the locker room here.
Coach, it's been a strange game. You got the lead 13-10, but the pace of the game has been so odd with all the penalties and the timeouts and so.
Yeah, I mean, the game hasn't been a clean game right now, but, I mean, right now you got pretty much a heavyweight fight going on, and we're proud of our boys. I mean, we said going to half we wanted to be in the game. We're in there. We're a second-half football team, and we plan on finishing it off.
Okay. Dave Ozerwitz, the head man of the Mariners. He's got a 13-10 lead. Even though we got a few bulbs out in the scoreboard, I believe it's 13-10, right, guys?
You are correct, Ed. It is 13-10. When we come back, we'll throw it back down to you for that scintillating halftime interview we're waiting for with Bob Batters. We'll take this quick 2-minute pause. We'll come right back after this. It is Tom's River North, 13, Brick 10. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.